watch out.
Senator Mansfield on 90.
All right.
Hello? I was going to stay and see you afterwards, but you were too busy. One, we had a meeting of the policy committee, and Pastore is going to bring up the Equal Rights Conference report today, equal time. I'm going to move to table. We're doing it because Cotton came around to me yesterday and said he was going to do it, and I said we're going to have a policy meeting. And all those in the policy committee said they would support me except Pastore, who said he'd have to go along, which is understandable, and Maggie will give us a live pair. We're making tallies now to see if we can defeat it on that basis. That's one. Joe Clark came in and talked about the Accelerated Public Works. I told him that you were thinking about having it put on the ARA bill in the House to give it some substance, and that was left at that.
Tell him that we're trying to see if there's any way in the world we can pass it. They've got a rule on ARA, and if we don't have to go back through the Rules Committee, they wouldn't give us a new one.
Yes, sir.
And we're trying to see, it's B204 to 202, and we're trying to see now if they can get the votes to get enough, 210 or something, to pass it.
Well, we're going to hold it back until we see what happens. One more thing. Do you have any feelings on this push the Republicans are making for Secret Service people for Goldwater Miller?
Yes, I wouldn't. That's just a campaign contribution to them. Yeah, I wouldn't try to get myself in a position of fighting about it. What I'd tell them is that if Goldwater and Miller want it, that's a matter for them to have hearings and make their views known. That it's pretty. It's pretty unusual. We've had 36 presidents and a great many candidates. And if you're going to go to doing it for candidates, where do you cut it off? There may be a half a dozen parties represented, the Prohibition Party, Norman Thomas, and maybe Norman Palmless, and the Communists are in more danger than the Democrat or Republican. And if you go to doing it for candidates, maybe the next thing you have to do it for senators. Some of them get threats, and you don't know where to stop it. I didn't want it as vice president. It's a nuisance, but what they want to use it for is a campaign issue. Goldwater blows up the fact that he's always threatened with a bomb. McFarland sent me his two elections, and both times he says he's being threatened, and he tries to get sympathy that way. So I would just tell him, at least I told Speaker not to quote me and not to quote him. I said, if they ask you, just say what I said in the press conference. If Goldwater and Miller feel like they want to approach it from a standpoint of making it available to all candidates, they ought to make their proposals and have a hearing on it, and we'll be glad to look into it. And I'd try to procrastinate it out. That's what I do. Now, on this other thing, do you have any question about, I guess all the Republicans will vote together. Now, is anybody besides Pastore is not going to fight for it, is he?
Oh, no. He's just going to go through the motions, and I'm going to try and get in as soon as I can. And we're anticipating the Republicans will vote unanimously, and we're trying to round up our boys to vote on my motion to table.
And be sure, for God's sakes, I talked to Russell about it. I think he could help.
Okay.
He'd help us. And when are you going to bring it up?
Later this afternoon. And one more thing, Mr. President. May I say that our hand was forced. Cotton was going to bring it up, and it was felt better if Pastore would do it rather than Cotton. Then you get away from the original Goldwater man in the Senate. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Now, you're going to have send a representative to the independence of Zambia, which is northern Rhodesia. What about Charles Engelhardt, sir?
Whoever you want.
Fine. Is that okay?
Yeah. I'll talk to Rusk about it, but unless he's committed to if you want him, I'd rather send who you want to anybody else.
Well, you know what Charlie means to the project.
Yeah, I sure do. I know it means something a whole lot to me.
Yes, sir.
He's been my friend way back there, even before he's yours, and he's a wonderful man.
Yes, sir. One more thing. You're looking for a candidate for the vice presidency?
Yes, sir.
Put in Lady Bird.
Oh, she said she didn't think we were going to kill. She's worried about Moss and McGee. Said they're both wonderful and she loves them, but she says it's awfully Stone, but said, you're so solid that that may help us in Montana. She thinks that country, those are all in trouble, but she says you're not. Said, you're very solid, but she's afraid that Utah and Wyoming and Idaho don't look so good.
Well, but Montana and North Dakota, I think, will go along. And I'm only half serious when I say that about Lady Bird, because believe me, she's the one, but unfortunately, she's connected. She's a relative of yours.
Yeah. Well, she enjoyed it a lot, and she said Maureen's mighty nice. She got in at 4 o'clock this morning, and she...
I was out there.
Oh, God bless you.
Well, I didn't see Lady Bird. I had to run down Maureen.
Yeah, well, God bless you.
She did a great job out there.
Well, now, what you do, Mike, is don't let them motion that thing till you get those votes. Just get them, and if you haven't got them, let me know.
We're going to stall off, and any doubtful ones we'll get left with you.
All right.
Okay, sir.
Bye.